In today's gospel, Christ teaches that the fruit of our lives show who we are. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So good afternoon, everyone.
Roland.
Nice sunny day out there today. The driveway is all back down to the asphalt, so I love it. That sun, can't wait for spring. So I got a little story for you. There was this young sailor who was sitting in a tavern, and he's sitting there having some rum. He just got off the ocean, and he was just going to relax and have a little glass of rum. Well, he noticed that the door opens up and in walks a pirate. Now, how do we know he was a pirate? Well, he had a peg leg, he had a hooked hand, and he had an eye patch. So the young sailor was very taken by this, and he was curious. So he went up to the pirate, and he said, "Excuse me, you mind if I ask you some questions?" And the pirate says, "Sure, go right ahead." He says, "Well, how did you get that peg leg?" He says, "Well, I was on a ship, I fell in the water, and a shark bit my leg off." He said, "Oh, that must have hurt." He said, "Yes, it did." He said, "Well, what about the hook? Did a shark take your hand too?" He says, "Nope, I was in a sword fight, and I lost. So now I have a hook." He says, "Well, what about the patch on your eye?" He says, "Oh, well, the patch on my eye," he says, "there was an ant in my eye one day." And the young sailor says, "You're telling me an ant took your eye out?" And the pirate says, "No, that was an hour after I got my hooked hand." Okay, look, if I didn't get that much of that, the rest of the homily is going to be. But that pirate, he made a big mistake. He made a huge mistake that had grave consequences. He lost an eye. But he said to that young sailor, he says, "But I still have one good eye that I can see with. I still have one good eye, so it's not that bad." That pirate learned from his mistake. He knew he made a grave mistake in scratching his eye with the wrong hand, and he was never going to do that again. Is that how we are? Do we realize when we make a mistake? Do we realize our mistakes and then try not to make them again? Or do we continue to make the mistakes thinking that we're right? Thinking that we're good? Thinking that we're the best? It's not a mistake. This is right. Are we full of pride? Are we full of pride that we do not see our own errors, that we do not see that we are not perfect, Are we that prideful as a society? Or are we humble? Are we humble enough to recognize that we do make mistakes? That we are not perfect? That we need to work on ourselves? But in our humility, do we also recognize our gifts? What we have to offer to each other? Do we recognize the love of Christ in us, in our humility? You know, many of us think that being humble means that we have to sit in a corner and have self-pity on ourselves and say, I am terrible, I am awful, I need to get better. That's not humility. Humility is recognizing our faults and recognizing our strengths and working on our faults and sharing our strengths with others. And one of our strengths may be the love of Christ. And in our humility, recognizing who we are. Now, when you're out in public and somebody comes up to you that you haven't met before, you're at a gathering, and somebody says, hi, how are you? You know, what's your name? Who are you? What do you do? Well, we usually go to the usual. Well, my name is Roland LaDuke. I work at Comcast. I'm in facilities. I got 2 kids, 4 grandkids. We give that litany. But how often when we're asked that question, in our humility, do we say, hi, I'm Roland LaDuke, and I'm a Catholic, and I serve Christ? How often do we do that? We probably don't, and I'm going to say I don't. You know, that's not the first thing I say. Hey, I'm a deacon. Yes. But that's in our humility. It is our pride that wants to show the greatness of us. I'm a supervisor. I'm a father. I have 2 wonderful kids. But it's our humility that shows who we are in Christ. I am a Catholic, and I follow Christ. It is in our pride that we see the weakness in everybody else. You know, that big plank in our eyes. It is pride that doesn't allow us to see the goodness in somebody else and to put their faults aside. It's our pride that does that. Now, being proud is okay, don't get me wrong, but for the right reasons. If we're proud because we want to show off or because we want to make ourselves better than the person we're talking to, then that pride is wrong. But if we're proud of something our children did, they painted a lovely picture or they hit a home run in baseball or scored the touchdown, that's okay. You're bringing the attention to another. Being humble. Now, in our pride, we can become hypocrites. Just as it says, we can speak one thing, but in our hearts, we're thinking another. We're thinking another. We want our speech to be perfect, so people think we are who we aren't. But in our hearts, we have a different feeling. And one such example that I can give is right now the country is divided over illegal immigration. Now, some of us as Catholics, as a Christian and loving people, in our hearts, we want to welcome them, all of them, because they're humans. But sometimes to go along, to get along in society, we say, well, they shouldn't be here. They should come here legally. But in our hearts, we believe in their dignity and their humanity. But because we want to go along to get along. We don't let people see the true us, and we're afraid. That's one such example. Speaking exactly what's in our hearts, not letting the evil take over, but speaking God's teaching, the love of Christ. These are people. They're humans. We should respect their dignity. They're trying to make a better life for themselves. But it's difficult to go against the tide. Pride and humility. Another prideful person right now, Putin. He thinks he's so wonderful that he can take another country for whatever reason he feels necessary to better himself. He certainly is not doing the work of Christ. He certainly is not showing the love of Christ. He is so prideful, and the evil in his heart is showing to the world. In his humility, if he was humble, truly humble, he could work with Ukraine. He could work with the president of Ukraine. And they could both get what they want. And that would show the love of Christ. That would show the love of Christ. Pride and humility. Christ wants us to be humble. Christ wants us to recognize our faults, but he also wants us to recognize our strengths so that we can share those strengths with another, so that we can look past another's faults and raise them up as Christ wants us to. Remember, Christ looks past our faults. Christ looks at our strengths. Christ looks at who we are. And he's there to lift us up. And he shows us that by being lifted up on the cross. So we can choose to be full of pride and prideful, or we can be humble as Christ wants us to be humble, by loving one another, by raising each other up, and by taking the plank out of our eyes so that we can take the splinter out of our brother's eye so that he may see as we see, and we see the love of Christ. God bless.